day of the week for our classroom pledge from Mrs. Dunlop's third grade class at Hallett Elementary in Medical Lake.
Which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You can record your classroom and send it to us, pledge@jankevin.com.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
California man collects 1,136 hotel keys to break a world record.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
It's brought to you by the Wheatland Bank.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
He says the same thing every week.
Hello, Kevin.
Morning, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, guys. It is news time. I'm wondering if you gentlemen who are a tad bit older are still, if things like this still hit you as hard as they hit a fellow like myself or Steve. I mean, Steve's 20 years younger than I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just, like, some things. Like
I did
this,
notice how you snowballed yourself into Steve's age category.
Yeah.
I did not mean to.
I can't stand to have things hit me hard because I fall down.
This, still, these are the things that bother. Like the other day, I was, I'm DJing a prom tomorrow night. And I was looking and thinking, okay, when were they born? When was, what time were songs, you know, like grade school or junior high? What year do I need to look? And the reality hit me that, you know, if you're 17, you were born in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Younger than your boys now.
Born in 2007.
Yeah.
And I was like, good Lord almighty.
That's crazy.
If you had a baby today, for example, or this year, they would start kindergarten in 2030.
Oh, Lord almighty.
Does that get to you? Like, does that?
Kind of weird, yeah. I do.
They'd get their driver's license in 2040.
They'd be taking mine away then.
Well, they can only have so many out, Bruce. They give one out and they take yours
that
away.
I'm afraid.
Balance out.
I'm afraid we'd be goners by then, Bruce.
Very possible, yes.
They turn 21 in the year 2045.
Wow.
It's just weird to think about where you just go, and those are ones that are still hard for me to go, wait, what? Or the thing where you see the meme on Facebook where it's like, when you realize that today is as close to 1994 as it is to 2064.
Man, oh man.
I went the wrong way, Jay. I was going to do 40 years.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't remember if 90s was 30 years or 40 years.
It's You're 30. Like, math is hard.
40 is the 80s.
Yeah. Do you want 2054 is as close? It's as close to 2054 as 94. Yeah.
Yeah, 1984 doesn't seem that long ago to most of us, does it?
No.
No.
Doesn't seem really. Like it.
They had to think for a second. Yeah, slow it down a little bit there.
Yeah. Does it seem like a long time ago?
No, well, I don't know. So, like we were talking yesterday, some things, in some ways, it seems like forever ago. In other ways, it seems like almost yesterday.
Yeah,
that's kind of the way.
Well, your kids were born in the 90s, so probably doesn't seem like it's that long ago.
But then when you think about, jumping 30 years ahead, 2054, that just sounds stupid.
Wow.
Yeah, that seems like that's like a movie, not an actual
that's
not
real
a date.
Life.
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, let's... one quick note, though. An advantage of being over 50 is the fact that there was no
TikTok. You
can't
remember how far the 90s were?
There was no internet, and all the stupid stuff we did, there's no proof of it.
Oh, cool.
I like it.
That's a good point, right? If you think back to when you were a kid, if some of the stuff that you did that was stupid got recorded.
Well, Bruce, if somebody brings it up, you just go, that never happened.
Yeah, that's right.
It wasn't me, and there's no way to prove it.
Exactly.
True story.
Yeah. Now stuff happens. They're like, that wasn't me. Boom. Somebody pulls their phone out and shows you. Really? It came up as a Facebook memory from 5 years ago. Ah, dang it.
It also helps if you want to elaborate your story and make it seem like you did something even more amazing.
Way better. Yeah.
Because then you just act like you did something amazing and no one can prove that you didn't.
Yeah. I don't know. Those hieroglyphics on the cave, they do point out exactly what you did.
That's a true story.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, I like that.
I saw those numbers today, and I was like,
yeah, that's crazy.
It's just, it's kind of weird to see that and hear it.
Do you have pictures of pictures on your phone?
Yes.
Like, so you've taken a picture of a picture?
Yes.
Like, oh, from, you know, an old picture, like, oh, I want to save that. So even if it's not the perfect, you know, thing, but it's kind of fun to have it on your phone.
I have one when Bruce was a little boy.
Why?
Well, because I knew his whole family, and then I have a picture of his mom and his dad when he's in the service.
So you have any pictures of your own life on your phone, or just Bruce's?
Oh, that's not important.
Just to be a good friend, eh?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You guys are all thinking, trying to figure out what it is.
Kevin James.
I don't need your guesses.
Oh, good.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Play next.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Monty has a lot of emails. I'm trying to remember what it was before. Steve, how many did you say you had?
8,222.
Monty, how many unread emails do you have?
That's not even a good start.
8,000 unread emails is not a good start?
Kevin James.
No, I got 134,213 at this moment.
What's the point?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, we're going to play the secret sound. Just 1 second from now, we're going to play the secret sound. Hold on, Steve's getting us a contestant. 1, thank you, Steve.
1,001?
I just had a question for you, Warren. Did you spend a lot of time yesterday then, and you were pretty excited about the outcome of all the things that happened?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you figure he probably watched the NFL draft beginning to end, don't you think, Kev?
Oh, that.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wait a minute. I was thinking of something else.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you were probably pretty excited.
Oh, yeah, the NFL.
And which sport is that?
That's the National Football League.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. All right,
there we go.
And, yeah, a few years ago, I didn't even know that.
That's really good, though. And you can name two positions on the football team.
Two positions, running back.
Yep. Very, very good.
Mm-hmm. And a guard. I don't know.
Oh, well, you know what?
Yeah,
this guy's come. This guy's come a long way.
Is that for real?
That is real.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Is that for real?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you for real?
Yeah. Well, no,
you notice I didn't say three. I didn't want to push it.
I'm glad you didn't. Yeah. Boy, I was running out of hoof.
You were running out of oof.
Yeah. Man.
Write that down. Put that on a shirt, Kevin. We're running out of oof.
Running out of oof.
I mean, I went to the football
game. It's time for Jay and Kevin's secret sound.
Yeah, you went to the high school football game.
But it wasn't to watch the game.
Yeah, I understand.
It was to hang out with all my buddies.
I understand.
And a couple of girls, too.
Mm-hmm. Crystal, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. I'm ready for a weekend. How about yourself?
Oh, me too. Going to Cody Johnson.
Yes.
Hey.
Very exciting. With a bunch of friends or just with, and who are you going with?
I'm going with my husband tonight.
Very nice. Yes. All right. So just kind of like a date night.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. I'm just going to give you a little hint, and Kev, maybe you can help me out on this one too, is the whole parking scenario down here. Have you been downtown anytime recently to the arena?
Yes. We went to Blake Shelton recently.
Okay, so you kind of get it then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to take a minute, because I know some people, are like, you know, it's typical Spokane way. Oh, the concert's at 7, I'm going to leave the house at 6:45.
Yeah.
Probably not going to work.
Usually we just Uber. It's easier.
There you go.
That is a good idea.
You're a smart one.
Yeah, they figured it out. Yeah, good deal. All right, well, let's see if we can start your weekend out with some money, too. Are you keeping up on the secret sound at all?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
All right. Well, no pressure.
Guess some of my guesses, so we'll see.
Okay.
I have one left.
You have one guess left. She's down to her last guess. She's running out of oomph.
Yeah, oomph.
There we go.
The current jackpot for Jay and Kevin's secret sound is.
Great way to start the weekend, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
$735.
All right. Here we go, Crystal.
Here's the secret sound.
Crystal, for $735, what is the Jay and Kevin secret sound?
Okay, I think it's unlocking a truck tailgate.
Unlocking a truck tailgate.
Doggone it.
We're going to qualify you for a $100 gift card just for playing the game.
Okay, thank you.
And you're always welcome to play again if you're able to get through, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Crystal, tell your husband hi and make sure you guys have a fun time tonight.
We will. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. It's going to be a fun concert. The Cody Johnson, Justin Moore concert's exciting.
The jackpot for the next round of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound will be...
Let's see how much it is.
$749.
Stay tuned right here to the Big 99.9 Coyote Country for more chances to win. For access to all wrong guesses of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound, head to the Big 99.9CoyoteCountry.com and become a Country Club VIP member. And always remember to Secret Sound responsibly.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
We'll play again at 9:20, and then a clue. We're going to have the Friday crew do a clue for us, so it'll be up on our social medias over the weekend. It'll give you, hopefully, an idea of what direction to go if you're planning on playing.
Cool.
And by next week, we'll be in the 800s for sure. $700, what are you doing right now, Warren? You have to spend it tomorrow.
It's
kind of a hard question, actually.
It is. Boy, I'm so nervous right now.
Maybe I'll let me ask Kevin. I feel like he has a list of things.
I think I'll buy a tank of gas.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
So fun. Bruce, would you do anything with $700 off the top of your head?
Yeah, new car parts for my old 62.
Do some fixing up stuff.
Yeah. Why didn't I think of that?
Well, I don't know. Okay. Well, you should
parts
have.
For my 57.
Well, there you go. Kevin, parts for your 42 or what do you got?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. First thing I'd do.
That's a good one right there.
Ice cream for everybody. I think that's what I would do.
I was actually thinking I would take all my family members. There's several birthday parties this weekend.
Oh, that would be
take
fun.
Family out to a big dinner.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, on you. Yeah, dinner on Warren. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Memorable experience.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about cars, I don't know if you saw this story. Did you see the story about the airport and lug nuts? Did you see that story?
Oh.
No.
I did.
Did you see it, Warren?
I did.
People were coming back from flights from going, you know, anywhere.
Somewhere.
And someone had either taken or loosened their lug nuts.
Oh, nice.
It's like, I don't know. I'm assuming just being mischievous. I mean, what is the goal there? The goal is to cause a problem, obviously. Yes. So they're like, well, you know, it's not. And we can't confirm that it's widespread, but it has happened to multiple cars. So you might want to, you know, that's the first thing you want to do when you get off the plane. Hey, don't forget to check the lug nuts, everybody.
Yeah. Sure. Well, I have the answer for that. If and when they find the people, they talk to Jay Daniels and find out what their punishment will be.
I was like, what a weird, a weird thing. Yeah. A weird thing to have happen.
That's a really weird thing to
do. So I guess check your lug nuts. That's the weird, I mean, I don't know. I'm never going to remember that. But
Well, why would you even think about it?
No, you're just trying to get your bag in the car and get it the heck out of there. Go home. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin, where are we at with the popcorn? What's our popcorn scenario?
We decided, you and I agreed that we could eat popcorn for breakfast. The Friday crew seemed okay with it. We only had resistance from one man. It was producer Steve.
I was not resistant.
He said, I love popcorn, but I just don't want it for breakfast.
I said, I don't know if I want.
And I said, would it be better if we put like cinnamon and sugar on it? I was just trying to think of something that would make it breakfasty. I'd never had it. And listeners said that's actually really good.
Yeah.
That they do that and it's really good.
You know.
Well.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, Warren, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say producer Steve and Kevin kind of sound like brothers sometimes, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes.
That's very fair.
Yeah.
That's very fair.
I was going to say producer Steve and DJ Kevy.
Yeah.
That's how I was going to say.
That's true.
It,
but, yeah.
So I was at the store yesterday because I don't have Simonim. And so I was trying
to
get some synonym.
What do you have?
Synonym? So I was trying to get the cinnamon. Now I can't say it right. I was trying to get some cinnamon.
Oh, there
so
you go.
So I had spices on my mind. Walking down the spice aisle.
I got spices on my mind.
And on the end cap, Jay, I see this.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. What is that?
Oh.
Yeah, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Is it like to sprinkle on stuff?
Yeah, Jay. So I grabbed it.
Oh, my God.
Not a bad idea.
This is going to be the best popcorn we've ever had.
Holy smokes.
That's a good idea.
Uh-oh.
I get it home, I'm very excited about it, and I put it in my bag for today.
Yeah.
So that I don't forget it.
If that's a spread, I'm going to be very angry.
Jay, as I start, as
is
I
it
pick
a spread?
It up and look at it.
Is it?
I go, God dang it.
I was going to say, it looks like peanut butter.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch creamy spread.
What if you melted it?
That's what I wondered. Yeah. Is there a way to make this
well,
work?
I mean, there's. If that we really want to have a microwave issue here at the building,
it'd be like a like caramel popcorn. But
yeah, because
be
if you get it liquefied enough, we could drizzle it.
Drizzle it.
Drizzle it, Bruce.
That's a fun word. You never say that enough.
Drizzle it. Drizzle. Yeah.
I'll tell you this. It is delicious.
Okay.
I've tried a little bit of it.
Oh, by itself.
I think we try it. We have a bowl. We take it. We put it.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, what is it?
Drizzle it on our popcorn.
Why not? Yeah. Give it a try.
Okay. Or, yeah.
Well, there's another idea.
What, dip each individual popcorn kernel into the jar?
Yeah, we could do that. Or you could just, I have another bag that I haven't popped yet.
Okay.
That we could pop. And then, you know how when it's hot, that's the best time, right?
Oh, you could just, you're talking about spoon it in there.
No, then I'm thinking pour the melted stuff in there and shake it up
Good. Yeah, that's the way
because
to do
Because I've
it.
Already opened the bags passed it around.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see. Yeah.
Jay, you don't have yours yet.
Well, I could smell it, but I didn't know.
By the way, office tip for everybody. The greatest bowl in a pinch for popcorn is... Jay Daniels, you're the one who started it many years ago.
Oh, the coffee filter?
Coffee
filter. Oh, the coffee filter is perfect. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
a great popcorn bowl.
It is.
I'm sure people have used it many, many times, but it is, it's the perfect thing.
You're done. You can use it as a napkin.
Absolutely right, Warren.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So, Jay, I already got a couple dirty looks for making popcorn. Would you be willing to go make cinnamon stuff?
Sure. Yeah, I'll do it.
Jay's not afraid.
I don't care. Oh, you don't like the smell of it? Get out of here.
Get
out of here. 99.9
Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Are you guys ready?
Warren, are you listening?
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. The password is robot.
Kevin James.
Oh, cool.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, cool. Okay. All right, well, we've got front row tickets to Michael Ray at Northern Quest coming up on Sunday, and a $100 gift card to Legends of Fire. Hello.
Whoa.
Hello, Night Out. Let's go.
I'll say.
509-441-0999. Kevin, we're going to play this game. You know, Michael Ray has a song called Whiskey on the Brain, as you know. Whiskey in the Rain.
Whiskey in the Rain coming down.
Do you guys know that song? Warren, do you know that song?
Negative. I don't think I do.
Maybe you do.
It's a good one.
Yeah. But we're not going to play Whiskey in the Rain.
No, we're not.
We're going to play Whiskey on the Brain.
Oh. Okay.
What happens when you get too much whiskey on your brain? Do you know, Warren?
Yeah.
Bruce. Mm. Mm-hmm.
You get drunk before your mom gets out of prison.
Yep. What you said there.
Perfect.
It's
you set that game up perfect. He doesn't even know the game. And
I know.
He set it up.
He knows the game. Yeah.
Yeah, Whiskey in the Rain coming down.
Oh.
Whiskey in the Rain.
Name of the game is Whiskey on the Brain.
Oh boy.
Yeah, oh boy is correct.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. That's how it works. Peter, how are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Very good. Thank you. Appreciate it. Happy Friday to you, sir. And we're going to play a little game here. Thank you. Called Whiskey on the Brain. Kevin, one quick explanation, please. And then we'll be off and running. And we'll see how you do today, Peter.
We're going to have some show audio from past shows, Friday shows, where we are discussing a certain topic, or we'll just ask you a certain question, like what were we talking about, or what was that person going to do? But the thing is, we put ourselves through the drunk filter with a little whiskey on our brain, so we're going to sound drunk while we talk about these topics.
Okay.
Isn't that normal?
Well, kind of. Again, you just have to figure out what it is we're talking about, okay? Whatever the subject matter might be.
And we'll ask you a question afterwards.
Yeah, we'll ask you. Okay, are you ready for the first listen?
Let's try it.
Well, here we go. Whiskey on the Brain.
Yeah, I did that.
Did you dump it on Tom's head?
Well, I wanted to.
I mean, is Tom now...
You moved to a different chair and Tom was...
Just
really,
right next to him.
He challenged you?
Well...
brain.
Yeah, I did that.
Did you dump it on Tom's head?
Well, I wanted to.
I mean, is Tom now...
You moved to a different chair and Tom was...
Just
really,
right next to him.
He challenged you?
Well...
Okay, that was our friend Warren talking about dumping something on Tom's head. What do you think Warren was going to dump on Tom's head?
I'm kind of feeling like it was like the ice bucket challenge era.
Ooh, that actually would be a good guess. No, yeah, so yeah. That is a great guess.
Warren only drinks one fluid, and that is coffee.
Coffee. He was going to dump coffee on Tom's head. That's okay. You're just getting warmed up.
I have a question for Warren. Did you have any idea that was you?
I did. I kind of, but not really.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, yeah. You've probably never heard yourself talk like that before.
No,
I have.
Yeah. New Year's parties.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Round two. Here we go. Are you ready, Peter?
Let's do it.
Let's do it right now.
Only on the neck.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
She goes snip, 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 snip. She's really fast.
Bruce, how bored are you with this conversation?
Yeah, let's move along.
What was Warren talking about there?
Sounded like he was getting a haircut.
Yeah! Yeah! And of course, goes, Bruce was very bored with that conversation.
Nip, nip, nip.
It goes really fast.
That is hilarious.
All right, here comes round three for you, Peter.
Only on the neck.
Oh, gosh dang it. I already played that one. That's my bad. Here we go.
It's a mint. It's literally...
It's a mint?
It's for... Literally for fishermen to keep them breathing.
Oh, I see. Just,
they turned it into a retail mint.
So it literally is
like bag balm turned into something that people use all the time.
What in the heck?
What in the world was Monty talking about there?
Really. I actually know this. He was talking about the fisherman's friend cough drop.
Hey!
That is it. Yay!
Look at you go. Wow. I mean, that's impressive, man. I don't know. It's like bag bomb.
Yeah, bag bomb.
Bag bomb would be hard to say if you had whiskey on the brain. I'm telling you that right now.
True, true.
You're doing quite well, Peter. Here's the next one.
You don't like it? Shivered.
Doesn't have any flavor at all.
Oh, really?
It's all about the texture then at this point, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't like that texture.
That is so darn
good. What in the heck?
I love it.
What were you talking about there? Any idea on that one, Peter?
He was doing that taste test where he couldn't taste anything, and I can't remember. I'm going to guess peanut butter. One of the things he had.
So close. It was the cheese that time around.
Yeah.
But okay, you know what? Okay. The good news, Peter, you have one more chance to win it all.
All right, Peter, let's see how we do here. Here's the
front
last.
Front row, Michael Rating.
Man.
There was a woman on the news the other night.
The news reporters, or she was just
interviewing her.
A story.
Okay. And I'm not kidding. It looked like a bird landed on her eyelid. It looked like a wing sticking out there.
Oh my gosh.
That's hilarious.
What was Warren talking about? The bird.
He was talking about fake eyelashes.
Yeah. Well done. Well done, Peter.
Gosh, darn, that is fun, you guys.
Man. Warren, it literally sounds like you have had way too much.
I know. Right.
We didn't even slow Bruce down.
Michael Ray, front row, and a gift card worth $100 as well to the Legends of Fire. Congratulations, Peter. Have a great weekend, all right, buddy? That is fantastic.
That is. That was wonderful.